Noah Smith.
Hey Noah, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Good to chat.
Hey, I'm sorry for all the phone tag. And just, I don't know if I'm the correct person to speak to at Bank of Cardiff, but I'd be more than happy to help you out and maybe get you in the right direction if I'm not. I don't know much about your company, but what can you let me know and how can I help you?
Let me hold on. I'm just getting my gear in order here. Give me 1 second while I put a headpiece on. Hold on. Everyone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, here's what we are.
And can I also ask how you got my information?
Yeah. How did I think, frankly, just from a sort of lead generation tool that we work
Okay,
with
cool.
that would
No worries.
it's designed to help us find small business lenders, and that'll lead into my description of what we do and why I thought there might be a fit here. So, lending front, as I think it's kind of described at a very high level in the email, we're basically soup to nuts small business lending software. Everything from taking in the application information, pulling in credit data, producing sort of a dashboard view for the underwriting team to then see, and we can create different automated rules around whether an applicant is creditworthy and what offers to give them, and then also the origination process, closing the loan, getting the documents. Pushing, funding the loan, and then also the servicing. We have modules that manage all of that. They're designed to work together. They can also work modularly with other solutions for different pieces of that. The two co-founders came out of OnDeck. They really built the system that OnDeck uses to do its lending still, the first version of that. And so that was that's the sort of backstory. But we the lending front software can manage all kinds of not just that the OnDeck style product. We can support the full range of small business credit products.
Sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Someone's beeping through. Give me 10 seconds here, okay?
Sure.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
So you guys basically sell software that's used by lending companies to do soup to nuts underwriting, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so I appreciate you reaching out to me. I am definitely not the guy to speak to you. However, I think there is someone I'm not the guy to speak to. It's okay. I'm in sales myself, and so I don't like to be rude, and I get a lot of sales calls, but if someone has something to offer, I'm always willing to listen. But I'm not neither the decision maker nor the person to talk to. However, I think there is someone in our company that would potentially be interested in talking to you, but I know not right now. I think they'd probably be potentially interested in talking to you probably towards the beginning of next year. Do you want me to pass on your information?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give them there's a guy that has our credit department. He would be the person to speak to. His name's Grant. So I think I don't know if it's a fit or not. It's really not a question I could answer, but I'll give him your information. And maybe he could hook up with you and talk to you and kind of learn a little.
Why next year? What's going on now?
I know right now I'm sure this industry is flush and we are slammed. So if he wants to reach out to you sooner, I just wouldn't want to keep you chomping at the bit, to be honest.
Just forward the email or whatever. Tell him that we chatted briefly, and I'd be happy to talk with him, obviously.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks. All right. You got it, brother. Thanks a ton.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.